Om Shanti.
So it's a good topic, isn't it? Unlock and unblock the intellect. And they are two very different things. For unlocking, you need humility. For unblocking, you need purity. And everything, Baba has often told us, is everything rests on the intellect. According to the clarity of the intellect, so will be the transformation inside. Baba is called Parasnath, the one who is able to change stone into something divine, the Lord of Divinity. Because the intellect has been so influenced by the vices that there's no subtlety left. Number-wise, of course. Eh? Number-wise according to action. And so Baba travels from his home of silence and purity to... He came to open the intellect of the children, but he couldn't open the intellect through knowledge, actually, could he? He had to give experience. He had to give the experience of his power, of his love, of his presence. And then intellect could open. And then the intellect could start to understand. It happened in the very beginning when Shiv Baba came. But also it happens to us that actually it is the rays of yoga that enable the intellect to deepen. It's the rays of yoga that enable the intellect to unlock. Because the work of the intellect is not an intellectual exercise. The work of the intellect is to see. To perceive, to be able to understand beyond appearances, to tune into the reality of eternity and of spiritual truths. This is the intellect that Baba wants us to have and is helping us to have. Because it is then through that perception and that understanding that there can be spiritual experience. Okay, one thing is that Baba gives me that experience, but another thing is that on the path of maturity, I have to be able to develop that consciousness that enables me to have experience. I have to be able to meet Baba halfway, or at least open myself in such a way that I'm able to receive, I'm able to experience. And the effort of the soul is constantly to shift itself in the sense that not remaining under any one influence. Whether that influence is actually of other people, of myself, of service, of anything. In the depths of silence, the intellect cleans itself out. So Baba has given me, he said, I have given you the lift of a divine intellect. That is, understanding things as they truly are. Not as you think they are, not as you would like them to be, because then there can be a new life and a new karmic pattern. If the intellect doesn't grasp eternal truth, spiritual truth, then its karmic pattern doesn't change. And the cycle of violence and the sorrow that comes from this just repeats to a big degree. But very often to a small degree We don't have the same grossness as before. It's smaller things. So unlocking the intellect, it requires, yes, recognition, acceptance and action. The intellect recognizes what it wants, what is right, what is wrong. The intellect accepts it as the truth. And then from the heart, the soul will act on that understanding, will act on that acceptance. Because only when there's action can there really be unlocking. You know, I mean, Baba will give me power, knowledge gives me power, but then I have to put into action, because it's the actions that will start to create new behavior patterns, new action patterns. And it is all about renewal. It's all about change. And somebody asks, you know, often they ask, well, how often does this happen? The way that Baba has been speaking to us in the last few mulis, we know that this renewal has to happen like daily. And remember what he was saying in the last muli, that we have been laboring for 63 births, and now he has come especially to make things easy and quick. When something's easy, it's quick. And what enables the soul to be able to be that easy and be that quick? It is awareness, keeping the awareness. Because if I want to keep myself unlocked, I have to keep awareness. And how do I keep awareness? To make sure that every day I'm under Baba's drishti. And Baba was also he said this in the Muli, that I don't know which group he was speaking to, but he said, especially you get the gift of Baba's drishti. And it is that drishti every day, every morning, or any time when I really sit in that awareness, that keeps the intellect unlocked. Because it very easily locks again, for many different reasons. But what is in my heart, what is in my mind, it is to be a worthy server, a worthy instrument. And that is the humility that is required, to really move away from what I want and what I know, and listen to what Baba wants me to know, what Baba wants me to do. And he's there. He's there to help the soul get back on the right track. Because to go off track can happen just with a thought, just with one reaction, just with a feeling about something. And before I know it, I have stumbled quite a bit. But as soon as I recognize it, I'm able to put the brake. But even before putting the brake, to not let myself get into that spinning. And how to do this? Every morning and every evening, open my day with God's vision on me, and close my day with God's vision on me. And yes, because I realize I, the soul, have to be very clean for this work of liberation and upliftment. One of the things that keeps the intellect unlocked is generosity. And that motivation to serve my brother souls of this whole tree. Because I know that to do their genuine service, I have to keep myself in a state of liberation. In one Muli, Baba was asking, ask yourself, do you do true service? And I was thinking, well, do I do true service? What is it? What's real service, true service? Is it that just at the moment I'm just doing some supplementary service? And so if the intellect is recognizing and understanding that, you know, true service is that souls get linked very deeply to their father, to their mother, to their friend, and find their personal liberation, then all I have to do is to be clean. Step in and step out. My happiness as Baba's instrument is simply in that, being the instrument. The musician has the freedom to play any song through the soul to anyone, to any audience. But the instrument must always stay in the musician's hand. It must never go into the hands of the audience, no matter how much praise there is. Because what locks and blocks the intellect is the influence of anything, actually, anything. And to be influenced means inside there is a dependency on some kind of support. To be affected by criticism, to be affected by praise is the same thing. So I have to actually unblock. And unblocking is actually this, that I remain clean. You know, it's like a drain. It's not a very spiritual example, but, you know, a drain, everything flows through it, but if it gets blocked, the rubbish is there, then it just starts to fill up. And then there's bad smell and things don't work properly. And so for one's own self, the soul has to realize the importance of the Iron Age. Yeah, the Confluence Age, actually. But the Confluence Age is when the Iron Age. And that in the Iron Age there are many influences. Many things can happen. And anything can trigger off old patterns inside. Not that I have to be afraid of that, because if I keep awareness, then I'm not afraid. Because actually, fear is a great block. I'm afraid of attachment. I'm afraid of things going wrong. But I just have to keep awareness. And awareness means I won't let things go wrong. I see it. I understand it before it happens. And then the soul will not get blocked. And the soul that remains in the awareness of its aim as an instrument, the soul that remains with that pure wish to have a genuine love from God and for God, will make that effort to remain aware. It's like a very deep, determined faith. See, determined faith is in the intellect. And determined faith creates determined thought. I mean, I can't have a determined thought if I don't have determined faith. And what brings this determined faith in the intellect? It is clarity about where I'm going and what I wish to be in this life. It is also honesty. I don't mix things. See, the reason why the intellect becomes weak is there's lots of mixture. Half gyan, half non-gyan. Not exactly non-gyan, but again, little influences of vices. And then this mixture, sometimes it's small, sometimes it's big, but eventually it creates a block. And so how to keep my intellect clean. Remember Baba's words every day. Baba says, I'm a soul, you're a soul. And sometimes the intellect gets blocked by knowledge that is not digested. Yes. What does that mean? Undigested knowledge. Undigested knowledge means yes. Yes, I'm a soul, God's a soul, drama's like this, things repeat. It's like it has remained in the intellect, but it has not been digested through dana and attention. And so actually it becomes a block rather than a help, rather than a springboard into something higher. This is why, again, the importance of humility. Humility makes me reflect on the self and ask self, okay, I've heard this. Am I this? Have I done this? And as soon as the soul starts to examine itself in this way, then it's like the muscle of the intellect starts to work. And there starts to be that digestion, which gives the soul vitamin, especially the vitamins of self-confidence, the vitamin of enthusiasm, the vitamin of feeling progress. But if the knowledge remains undigested, all kinds of things happen. I feel guilty, I feel bored, I try to look for external stimulation rather than going very, very deep into stillness. Because to be able to feel the rays of yoga, I have to learn. No, it's not a matter of learning, it's a matter of actually gradually being guided to this very still point, where I'm not thinking, the soul is just very still and absorbing those rays of yoga. And as the soul is absorbing those rays of yoga, then things are melting. Sometimes I know which things are melting, other times I don't know. It doesn't matter. The main thing is something's melting. A block is melting. Because sometimes people think that a block, they have to get rid of it by big battle. It's not a battle. It's not an action. It's not a thinking process. To get rid of any block that has come, actually it's stillness and surrender. Very sweet experience. Baba gives us very sweet experience of his power when I'm able to really surrender myself. And that surrendering myself means that I deeply don't want this block. I really don't want it. And I don't feel fearful or upset or angry that it is there. It's just like I surrender to that as well and then offer it in yoga. And so as the rays of Baba's love enter the soul and the melting takes place, then there's a space created, a new space. And very, very gradually and gently from that space start to emerge the original sanskaras and the natural expression of love, of peace, of happiness. Because we all wish to be natural. But the way to be spiritually natural is to return to those, those spiritual, the spiritual original me. to move away from the ego, to melt it, and let those original qualities come out fully. And then that's the feeling of being content and complete. When are we content? When are we complete? It's when the original has come into my consciousness as a natural feeling, and then into my actions as a natural expression. Of course, being realistic, we understand too that things come to block. And sometimes I'm just simply not aware that a block is taking place. And also in the last Muli Bab was telling us how to remove that block, how to improve the lightness and subtlety of the soul, particularly of the intellect, is go on a fast. We know what happens with physical fasts, but with spiritual fast, what is that? What is a fast, spiritual fast? Stillness, I think becoming bodiless is to become very, very still and to be able to watch my mind via my intellect and not allow thoughts to sprout, other thoughts to sprout. That the soul fasts, that is concentrated on the original lesson that Baba gives, Om, I am a soul, I am peace. And again, this may remain very undigested in our intellect. Because if I am getting upset and disturbed again and again and again, if waste thoughts are still my habit, maybe not negative thoughts anymore, but waste thoughts, then I have to have that humility and the recognition that somewhere I'm not doing things quite right. And the way to put the things right is to this exercise of bringing myself to a point of stillness, to a point of concentration. Om Shanti, I am a soul. When Baba does the drill, what happens in the drill? What do we do in the drill? We gather everything. We gather. And bring it to this point. It may sound very basic and very simple, but that's what's needed. Because now there's lots of branches, fruits, flowers, of all kinds of things, all kinds of courses and all kinds of service, which is good. It's not a bad thing. It's a good thing. But for me to be able to empower other souls, you know, I have to remain with the basics inside. It doesn't matter whether others are doing it or not, whether others can do it or not. Because Daddy was saying that now souls, it's not so much they need a lot of knowledge, but they do need power. So how to donate power? Again, you see, it depends on my own realization and my own thought. Yes, yes. I have to be strong in order to make others strong. When I'm telling someone, be peaceful, do I also say it with the power of peace? Do I donate peace as well? And so to keep the intellect clean, let me move away from expecting what others should be giving me, whether I call it cooperation, whether I call it loving feelings, whether I call it this or that. The great secret of success is just simply to give. to Baba, I can give very deeply all the things that I don't want, and then he puts other things in their place. And why does he give those things to me? Why does he give me his peace, his love? He'll give it to me, and he'll give me a lot, if I also have that thought to share it. The soul who is serviceable, you know, is the soul who is generous. And they are offering the best things that God has given them. Of course, that service requires patience, flexibility, lots of things. But if the soul has the courage to remain on service, in the sense of just simply being present there for God, then Baba takes that responsibility to fill that soul and free the soul. Because both things will happen at once. When the intellect is unblocked, it's being filled and it's being liberated. And then naturally and automatically, the soul is serving, the soul is sharing. So the intellect has to exercise. Two important exercises that require the cooperation of the mind. Because this exercise runs on subtle energy. You know, we often get very concerned about our physical diets, our physical exercise. But if we paid as much attention sometimes to our mental diet, then there would be that lightness that would make the soul really into an angel. I mean, these are things I reflect on for myself. Eh? I mean, I'm just sharing this. And so two exercises: to go home and to go to the angelic world. And probably there's a third exercise: to be here, but whilst being here, beyond. To go home, I have to really become very, very small, very, very tiny, bodiless. But in that depth of silence, the soul feels very, very connected to the home, the original place, and to the original father, the original parent. And this feeling of connectedness enables for a very effective communication of silence. That is a communication of silence which is vibration. Because it is through that power of vibration also that there's service on the earth. But even before that, the vibration of feeling Baba's companionship. And as Daddy Guzar often says, feeling combined. I am combined with you. I say I'm combined with Baba, yes, but I'm combined with you. Bring it into the second person. Don't leave it in the third person. It's very effective and very powerful. It's like the soul makes everything fully present when you use the second person. And I remember Daddy was making a very powerful point about true silence. She was saying that in that silence, what will happen is that Baba will give you power and Baba will use you as his instrument, and souls will become connected to him. And if there's not that silence, that true silence, then what can happen is souls get connected to you. And when souls get connected to you, then after a while you may start to feel heavy. In the sense that, you know, the souls are quite demanding. You know, souls need a lot of things. And on one hand, yes, Baba says, fulfill everyone's desires with lots of love, lots of mercy. But inside, the intellect that is clear and unblocked is always having that thought, how to connect them directly. Because souls cannot do it immediately. It's too difficult for many. And maybe, you know, for some, maybe it's at all. But at least in one's own thoughts, one's own feelings, there's a thought, there is that wish, that very deep wish that they be connected. And so that vibration of silence from the home and from the Father spreads. And it creates that atmosphere where it makes it easy for others to have connection. Because an unblocked intellect becomes a very serviceable intellect using the power of the eternal silence, the original silence. And so when we are doing a drill, or when we are doing traffic control, and we are stopping from time to time, it is this. How quickly can I just stop all other thoughts about people, about the type of service, about this, about that, about this one's weakness or that one's virtues or this. Just stop. You know, like a car, it, as soon as the green, the red light, I'm not a good driver, so as soon as the red light is there, has to stop. Just has to stop. Of course, it depends the country you're in, I know. But for safety reasons, there has to be a complete stop. So in the same way, this inner practice, the soul wants to do this inner practice because it knows this is the way it will empower itself. It will not empower itself by going into extensions of knowledge. Of course, it is good to have new perspectives in knowledge always. It is very refreshing and very, very, very helpful. But empowering the self, soul power, I have to make this exercise of stopping, of being able to collect my energy in a second. And it's like the seed that if you don't stop it, it just keeps sprouting, 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 just to be able to stop that. And how can I do it unless I feel a magnetic pull from the home? A magnetic pull of peace, the feeling of very deep peace or liberation or love. Because if I don't feel that pull, it's impossible to stop. We have had how many centuries? I don't know how many, but a lot of centuries of being very intertwined, very, very mixed in others' personalities and sanskaras. There have been sweet moments, there have been clashes, a variety of experiences. But a confluence. If the soul really wishes to be the angelic server of humanity on behalf of the Father, then it has to call back all these desires to entangle itself in others. Pure love. Pure love. Not love that has a kind of obligation in it for others. Not a love which is also fulfilling my own needs. My needs are filled by God. And then from that fullness, from that completeness, then the soul has the power to serve the brother souls. And it's a very sweet practice. The word drill is not so good in English, does it? You know, we say, do the drill. It reminds me of two things, army and dentist chair. The drill. You know, when you see the dentist with the drill, you know, if you could, you'd try to step out of the chair, especially if you don't have an anesthetic. No, it's not a drill. What can we... What could we call it? You know, it's... pardon? A dance, yeah. Quick tune. You can think of many other good words. But it's very, very sweet and very empowering. And the soul, when it is doing that practice of just going beyond and connecting with the Father without other thoughts, because sometimes there are other thoughts, am I really getting there? Am I really going there? Is it really that? Is it just imagination? Is it this? Is it that? Or, I have to do this and I have forgotten, I should have told them. You know, I have to be disciplined. This moment is to return and remember. An unblocked intellect is always on this path of returning, remembering, connecting. Always returning, remembering, connecting. It fills itself in order to give here. We don't fill ourselves just to feel good for ourselves. The soul fills itself because it may not be thinking like this, but it fills itself, but it will happen very naturally to donate, to share. So to unblock my heart, I need to use my intellect. But actually also, what makes the intellect be able to move and connect upward and take the mind with it is, yes, it is a deep love. Of course, sometimes people have problem with this. I said, but how to have deep love for Baba? Because many times I just like him. You know, there's a difference, isn't there, between liking him and loving him, giving myself. There's a difference between surrendering and sacrificing. Yes, there are. But at least to have a good wish for the self, to reach that highest stage of spirituality and soul consciousness, and a good feeling for God. You know, it's not sometimes I always will have to be experiencing love. You know, sometimes people think I always have to be feeling it. It's enough to know it, isn't it? I mean, not all. I mean, we do need also to feel and experience. But this is the whole thing of faith. In faith, I know Baba loves me. Whatever blocks actually do come in. And it is this faith that will help me also to go beyond the block and connect. Because what happens is I connect with the block. And when I connect with the block, there's a blackout. Blackout. Everything seems, you know, things may seem bad, things may seem hopeless, things may seem very hard. And it's a reality, you know, it does seem like that. But just the soul talks to itself, says, okay, now, come on. Come on, talk to this. Yeah, this is very useful. You talk to yourself, come on, it's not that bad. Come on, it's not that difficult. Just be quiet. Just being quiet, being easy. The soul gets its breath back, its faith back, its patience back, its love back, and bit by bit starts to move on. Just to be quiet, not allow all these other thoughts to come. Inamuli Baba was saying recently, to be liberated study the study of silence. Study the study of silence. Just be quiet and remind the self of the time, of the home, and of the one who has come to serve, I, the soul. And to keep this faith in the intellect will keep the heart happy. Or at least, if not happy, peaceful. So going home and connecting often. And again, not to expect wild experiences. Just let it be done, you know? I mean, just soft, quiet, deep. The bodiless stage. I've returned back to myself. And really, how much I'm able to give myself, that's how much I will very easily be able to certainly give to other people without feeling that it is difficult or a burden or I can't stand it anymore. See, these thoughts also block the intellect. You know, it's, I've had enough patience. I have enough tolerance with this strong-willed person, you know. Now, some people have pretty strong sand scars, and you know, you're patient, and then after a while you start to lose it a bit. You start to think, well, I can be just as tough in my sand scars too. And then you start to see this weakness, that weakness. And then it's like I fall into a well of bad vision. And I drown in that water of complaining. I drown in it. Instead of going up, I go further and further and further down. Not only am I blocked, I'm actually covered. Huh? I'm covered. But the intellect just needs to snap back into understanding. This is the reason for the value of the morning class, the value of the gathering. Because sometimes if I'm by myself, you know, I can sort of get lost in my own way of thinking, in my own imagination about things. Quarter true, three quarters expansion. So to unblock the intellect, I have to have very deep respect for the gathering of the family. And, you know, everyone helps me unblock. I may start to think that some of them are a bit of a hindrance to me, a bit of an obstacle to me, but actually they are my blockers. I mean unblockers. I think they block me, but actually they unblock me. Otherwise I remain seated in particular feelings, in a particular attitude. And so silence helps me to get rid of that. Yes, silence, but also the gathering, respect for knowledge, and a very deep respect for the Father, for Baba. He's doing so much. He likes it, of course. I mean, that's his job. I mean, it's not his job, but it's what he's here for. He wants to do it. He wishes to do it. He keeps encouraging us to do it. So let me appreciate that and fly with him. Baba is giving the soul wings. You know, we've never had wings before. Never. In 5,000 years, we've never had wings. We've just had feet or or, you know, vimans. And then when we didn't have that, then we had horses or camels, or then we had cars and we had lots of other things. But the relationship with the Supreme Soul is giving the soul something very special, the ability to fly. And we fly to serve. And like when birds are flying, if you watch birds flying, even in a group, they're not looking at each other. They know what they have to do. They do it together, but each one knows what he has to do. Each one has wings. Each one knows the path. Each one knows which tree they're going to go on to. So when the intellect is unblocked, it can see the power both of the self as an individual flyer, but also simultaneously the power of the gathering, the collective flight. Because both, we need both awarenesses for service. Both. But sometimes we can be too preoccupied in our own individual flight, or we're preoccupied in others, not so much flight, but in their ability not to fly. Look what's happened to their wings. Look what's happened to their feet. Look at, you know. Intellect blocked. I can't experience the home. I can't be bodiless. And I can't feel how Baba is constantly encouraging me and, together with Brahma Baba, guiding the soul to its destiny. Because we all have a destiny, a special destiny. It's being repeated. And as the intellect unblocks, it's able to see this eternal repetition of this most wonderful part of the self combined with the Father, with Baba. It's able to see it, feel it, and know it just has to be done again, that's all. And it also can see it in others. So that exercise of just becoming bodiless, and then the other exercise, yes, going to the Aviet world, the world of service, going beyond to that world and then bringing all that vibration here to this world. So that vibration influences other souls and influences matter in a very, very pure and selfless way. Because from the angelic world we learn how to be selfless. Because it's there that the soul is able to experience both fathers very strongly. And how Brahma Baba, you know, who's the one who had to put all the ingredients together, is showing the soul how to put the ingredients together. Brahma Baba having that map of service there, with all the instruments in every place. That is a reality. It's subtle, it's non-physical. We reach there with our mind and with our intellect. But it does require purity to keep seeing it. Sometimes the picture gets a bit distant. You know, try the different channels, but it doesn't work. And in order for it to start to work again, yes, it is this. Teach the self to be quiet, to be still. Don't create thoughts. Just be with the one. And then there's that very deep feeling that that one is always with me. With me and with us. Because we know that the power of true service depends on the collective power on the gathering. But within that gathering, each one is making their connection with the One. So in the angelic world, the feeling of being truly the server, and that Baba guides the intellect, Kavan, Karavan, Hara. As Mama used to say, the Lord and Master is moving me. So, do I feel that I am being moved, or that I am moving? Things are being done, or I am doing? What is it? Which is it? We come sometimes into conflict with the other angels, because little by little, the old human sanskar comes in. And that human sanskar is, I am doing, I have done, I will do. That human sanskar interferes a lot. But then we say, but it's normal. I should be appreciated. I should be respected. Maybe. Maybe, maybe not. It, you know, respect may come, respect may not. But if the soul is fully in Baba's companionship, it just moves on. It feels itself being moved. Ever had this experience of being moved? Of things being done? This is Kavan Karavanha, the experience of Kavan Karavanha. But that human sanskar is so strong and so deep of, you know, I do and I move things. I mean, in a way, yes, of course, but there's not this... You know, there's not this feeling of possessiveness or wanting to make particular things happen. I will do whatever has to be done for it to happen. But I allow the self to become a partner of time. Like Baba. Baba's big partner. Yes, it's Brahma Baba, but it's also drama. How many times do you hear Baba say, according to drama? According to drama plan, according to drama. In the beginning, you know, some students used to say to me, but, you know, is this God speaking? Isn't he the almighty authority? How can he say according to drama? According to drama plan. But yes, Baba is the authority of his eternal stage of benevolence and service. But he is not the authority on drama and each individual person's karma. So he also works with drama, he works with time. He watches drama, he has to. It's not because he's helpless, but because he wants to be effective. And to be effective, you have to also watch. Not, you know, I do this and it has to be this way, but this is the peaceful way to do it. But this is the right way. But according to drama, you know, it may be something else that is required. So, Baba always sows the seeds of good feelings and many things. But he doesn't demand the fruit straight away. If he did, I don't know if we would all be here, you know, because it requires time, requires space to be able to change. And this is benevolence. Benevolence is working for humanity, but working with time, with drama, and with very, very clean motives. Let me understand also what is best in this situation or for this soul. because I need to also step back and understand what is best. Because what I think may be the best may not be. So to unblock the intellect, I have to always realize this partnership with drama is very important. And the only thing I really have any control over is my stage, my mind. And usually that's very often a bit out of control. But in terms of anything I have to control, it is my mind. Not any person, not any situation, it's my mind. And Baba says, the one who conquers their mind conquers the world. To be able to create that steady stream or flow of good wishes, good feelings through the mind. This is the art. And this is the foundation of service. And Baba says, it's all very easy and all very possible. Just pay attention to a few things. So I don't know what your aim is when you come to Madhuban, but I find that every time I come to Madhuban, I always think of a new aim. Something, I should be different inside. Something different has to be there when I go back. And then to keep that with determined faith and determined thought, not let it slip like it has at other times. This time must not slip. If I have the determined thought, determined faith to keep that practice of connection with Baba often during the day, I must not let it slip. Not to let my mind go into other things, unnecessary things. Maybe it's not evil or bad or negative, but unnecessary things. Then yes, I must do this. I must because I wish to. Right? It's not a must based on fear, obligation or reward. No, it's a must based on a wish. The soul wishes to serve in the best way, in the most benevolent way. And Baba will make it happen. So an unblocked intellect means an unblocked heart, full of faith. Sees everyone and sees no one. Om Shanti. So, time for meditation now. So all of